From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 17 farmers were recently recognized at a dinner by the University of Georgia peanut team for their high-yielding peanuts in 2022 that ranged from roughly 4,800 to 6,500 pounds per acre. The dinner was sponsored by the University of Georgia peanut team, the Georgia Peanut Commission, American Peanut Shellers Association, National Peanut Buying Points Association, AMVAC, Bayer, BASF, and Nechino America. Most of the farmers agree having a good rotation, good quality seed, and good weather makes all the difference. Downsizing in the U.S. and Canada cattle herds continued through the first half of 2023. All cattle and calves in the U.S. and Canada combined to total 108 million head on July 1st, down 3% from the 111 million head on July 1st of last year. All cattle and calves in the U.S. alone totaled 95.9 million head, also down 3%. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is awarding $266 million in loans and grants to agricultural producers and rural small businesses. The funds will be for making investments in renewable energy and energy-efficient improvements that will lower energy costs, generate new income, and strengthen the resilience of their operations. Vilsack says creating opportunity for rural communities means investing in farmers, ranchers, and small businesses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.